Everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm Dee, and you are tuned in to the Lady Code. What are we doing in Lady Code?
I like to talk shit.
And I like to speak truth about basically everything. So grab a drink.
Or whatever it is you do when you're chilling.
And let's get to it.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Hey. Happy 2019.
Happy 2019. We in there. Wah, wah, wah.
Hope y'all ringing in the new year very happily, very safe, very nice. Got your affirmation set up for the year.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Did your vision board. You yes, said your prayers. You went to church.
Yes, Lord.
You righted your wrongs.
Remember we started them vision boards last year?
Yeah.
And they didn't
I don't even know
get,
where they are.
Have done.
I think they still might be.
They're at your mom's house.
Yeah.
Have done.
Tucked away somewhere. We're going to throw them in.
Half assed. Goals.
Terrible.
For a half-ass year.
It's appropriate.
I think I had a full year, though. In spite of the half-done vision board.
A lot of people hated 2018. I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate anything about it.
It just wasn't...
I don't know if it's a certain aspect of the year that kind of like...
Yeah.
More so than the whole year. The whole year wasn't
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it wasn't a phenomenal year. I don't feel... But it wasn't like... Some people hated 2018.
You know what? For me, I would say this year has been... somewhat phenomenal in regards to my growth and personal development. I done learned some shit. I done seen some shit. And I done exposed myself to some good shit.
With your yalla glasses.
You know what I mean?
I see.
I think at the end of the day, just like next week, we should be better than we were this week.
Yep.
Next year, you should be better than you were the year before.
Yep.
So I've walked into 2019 with my head up high, feeling good.
I like it.
Just like when I turned 30, I wasn't looking back on my 20s like, oh, I don't have anything to show for it.
Yeah, that whole age thing doesn't bother me.
No, it don't bother me.
I mean, we say this as young women. We'll see if we can. We'll check.
See, we still saying it at 50. Exactly.
Right.
When we hitting that milestone, it's like,
you remember,
Lord.
We was in that damn Lady Cove.
Remember
talking
when
about,
we used to do that podcast thing?
Talking about age didn't bother us.
Shit.
Right.
I'm still 39.
Exactly. In my undercarriage. Anyway.
How was Christmas?
Christmas was good. Finally, got into the Christmas spirit a little bit.
Good.
I think it happened on Christmas morning.
Took that long.
Yeah, it took that long. When I saw the kid opening up her gift, and she
That'll
was
do
like,
it.
So excited.
That'll do it.
So yeah, and then you know we went over to my parents' house and we ended up playing this game called Catchphrase. Have you played that?
I played that. I like that game.
It was really fun. So it got a little competitive, but it was good. It was good.
My favorite game is Taboo, though.
Yeah, taboo.
That's my shit.
Yeah, that's an oldie but goodie.
It's don't be messing with me on no taboo. And don't be trying to be on my team if you mess up.
Yo.
If you gonna be messing up.
People got
if you
so
gonna
mad.
Stutter, I stutter. My shit still be coming out good. If you gonna be stuttering and stuff over your words.
Yo.
Look, I'm stuttering now. You don't even know how to use words right.
My sister.
You can't verbalize yourself correctly.
Rotated teams like 5 times. She was like, no.
No.
You ain't on my team no more. No. You can't just kick people off.
I didn't have taboo at my house this year, so I had Christmas at my house.
Okay.
All right, so we actually played Black Card Revoked. That was a lot of fun.
Okay.
That was a good one. But so I had to tell my family, I was irritated as hell starting out because I said I wanted to do it at 1 o'clock. Then they want to complain.
Yeah,
I was like, fine. I'll change it to 3. But guess what? We still finna eat. We still gonna be eating brunch at 3 o'clock because guess who bought the food? I did.
Right.
So then we get there, it's 3 o'clock. I'm still waiting. Where am I at? My
at
cousin
3?
Called me 3 o'clock. So start. Cousin called me at 3:20. He's like, "Hey, darling, what's your address?" I'm like, "The fuck? What you mean with my address? Are you still in Baltimore?"
he was in Baltimore.
Yes.
Wow.
He was like, "Yes, honey, I'm on my way." So he was like, "Is anybody else there?" And I said, "No, ain't nobody else here." So he goes, "Oh, good, I'm not late yet." I was like, "No,
no
goddamn, you're late, just like everybody else." So I go
downstairs. You're gonna be later.
Oh my goodness. I go downstairs. I'm about 4 or 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
I get the first knock on the door around 3:30 or whatever. I made a whole big old like a proclamation. I was like, "I'm not doing this again. Don't ask me to do this in 2019.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
It's not happening.
Because y'all can't be nowhere on time. And that's I can't annoying. Stand when black people be like, but it's BP time. No. Uh-uh. That's an excuse. Do you always eat fried chicken? No, you don't. So you ain't got to live up to certain stereotypes.
Right.
Don't do that.
Right.
That shit is annoying.
But the dinner went well?
Yes, the dinner went well.
Okay, good.
Once everyone got there.
I feel like you got a little hot and distracted.
I did. I got a little irritated. But once everybody got there, I provided majority of the food.
Okay.
Anyway. And the drink. Had a little mimosa station set up and all that.
Okay.
It was like, oh, this is really nice.
I see
okay.
your mimosa station.
And so people didn't have to worry about nothing.
Okay.
So once everybody got there, we ate. We supped. We drank.
You said you supped?
We supped.
Okay, I like
it. We drank.
Okay.
We played. Okay. We opened gifts.
You were merry.
We were merry.
I like it.
And then I was like, guess what?
It's time to go.
You ain't got to go home.
But you got to get the hell up.
But you got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go right now. Go.
Right now.
Go.
Goodbye.
Go.
Vamanos. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a good time.
So what are you doing for, I mean, technically when people hear this, it's 2019. So what are your plans to ring in the new year?
Go to church. Praise God.
Praise Him.
Thank Jehovah. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna come home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I don't go home, I might go get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't gonna be out like that. Mm-hmm. Cause you know niggas be shooting and shit.
I don't know. People be crazy.
I don't know about y'all. Wherever y'all at in the world, whoever's under the sound of our voice, I hope and pray that wherever you are,
it's safe.
It's safe.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel nice and content
mm-hmm.
in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
But I know me, New Year's Eve, I mean, gunshots be like a lullaby.
Yo, I haven't been out on for New Year's in so long. Like, I don't even know where I would go.
Right.
Like
what do you do?
Yeah. Like, what are the kids doing these days? And then I thought about, like, going to church. But I don't know because, you know, it'd be so hard to get in there.
Yeah.
Our church be like a club.
It do. That's why I'm like, I gotta get that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know. I might slide through. I don't know. It just really depends on a lot. But that is part of my 2019 goal is to actually be in the building more often.
Yeah, I think that's a great goal.
Thank you.
Keep them first.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Yeah, I didn't do anything major. I haven't done vision boards. I haven't made resolutions.
Need all that.
Nope. I'm just going into the new year, just trying to
be new great. Year, being happy and content and feeling blessed and you good to go.
Right. Your budget planning and all that stuff that you do, but yeah, nothing major. Because I ain't putting pressure on myself. I know how my life is now.
Mm-hmm.
My life is what I can do when I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not putting pressure on myself to try to do more.
Mm-mm.
You know? So, whatever. That's it.
So thinking about just the conversation in regards to, like, Christmas parties and dinners and things and everything that we have going on between Christmas and, well, even Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, the question is today, what is the worst thing that you've ever done in the kitchen? Like, your biggest screw up in the kitchen?
I had a couple.
I got two.
Okay.
I don't know which one is worse. I feel like both of them was just as embarrassing.
Okay.
But one of them was bad.
Okay.
Okay. So, when I was, I think I was like a senior in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was at my ex-boyfriend's house, and we shouldn't even have been there. We were probably skipping school or some shit. I don't know.
I feel like we skipped so much.
We skipped a lot of school.
We did.
But we still maintained good grades.
We did.
Okay.
Honorable.
It came out to be great.
Sure did. Look at us now.
So we at his house.
We made it.
At his house, I wanted to make something to eat. But I'm not paying attention.
Yep.
I'm not paying attention. Right. And so I'm in the kitchen. I don't even know what I was cooking. I was just in that joint cooking like a stir fry, you know what I'm saying? Just getting it.
Cooking like
I'm like, you hungry? You want some of these eggs? I'm gonna make these tacos.
Oh, you was classy in high school.
So,
egg
I'm cooking,
tacos.
Right. So, I'm making some food and I wasn't paying attention. Long story short, the kitchen caught on fire.
Like, whole fire?
Like, the stove. It was a fire.
Whose house?
I ain't saying his name. Cause I don't want
No, but it wasn't your.
It was his mother's house.
Okay. Ooh.
And so,
oof.
I was like, "Oh shit!"
How did you?
I was like, "The kitchen, I'm scared." And so the joint was on fire, the stove. And so we just basically like this.
Like it's soul food.
We was in that joint dabbing, okay?
Are you
dabbing
serious?
That fire. putting water on it and everything.
Water? Was it a grease fire?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how. I think it was like a napkin or something. I don't know. But I was scared. But then it wasn't no burn spots left over. It was like on a pan or something. I think I might have. Maybe I made some oodles and noodles and forgot to put the water in it or something. Don't fake like you ain't never did it. I did it.
I've never done that.
I know somebody listening to me did that. And if you didn't, then I don't care. Don't be judging me.
My dad did that.
So that was that. The last time, this was recent. Don't judge me.
Okay.
I'm in the kitchen cooking, you know, but it's turned up like a stir fry, whatever. Like, you want some eggs? You want some tacos? Right?
You and these egg tacos.
Talking to my roommate. And so I'm cooking, and then the stove just starts smoking. Like, the pot just starts smoking, so then the fire alarm, woo, 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 in the house. I'm trying to turn, I'm too busy blowing the shit out with a pillow and shit.
You never cut it off?
ADT called my phone. My phone was on vibrate upstairs. I never heard
they
it.
Showed
they
up.
Sent the whole damn fire department to my house. They popped up outside. Three firemen just pop up outside. It was like, ma'am, is everything? And I was like, it's okay. Just go on and get out of here. You're going to embarrass me.
Do they charge you for that?
No, I didn't get charged. Oh. It was because it was the first time.
Oh.
He was like, man, we got to come. And I was like, if you don't get up out of here, go away. Shh. White people neighbors are going to see you. I didn't call you. You're the wrong house.
Right.
They was just laughing.
Smoke
they was legit. Like, they was laughing. The firefighters was cracking up. And then I whispered. I was like, thank you for coming. Thank you. But we're fine.
Get on out of here.
Get on up out of here.
You stupid. Okay.
Oh, my roommate was cracking up.
So,
ooh.
Mine aren't that bad. I got
okay.
two. Okay. Okay, so one, I was in, we were in college. You know, when you're in college, you broke as hell.
Right.
So.
Oodles and noodles and hot dogs for breakfast, dinner, and lunch.
Yo. Sidebar, one time me and my roommate, we was broke. That's we were so broke, we couldn't even say it out loud. We were so scared to say it.
We were just broke.
We was broke. We was so broke, yo. We would get like an extra large shrimp fried rice and like eat that shit.
Oh, I remember you were saying it. Just say that joint all week, right?
Yeah, right. So anyway. It was like a pay week or like a refund.
You feeling good.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like the week when you go to Chipotle and you be like, let me get that guac. Go ahead and put that guac on there.
What's that?
It's payday,
got what's that. What's a dollar? What's a dollar? What's a dollar amongst friends? Anyway, so we had gone to Walmart. And it's a super Walmart because we were in the country. So, you know, they had the groceries and blah, 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 blah. So I ended up getting like some fish. I don't remember if it was tilapia or cod or something, but I was like, I want some fish and some vegetables. We gonna have a classy dinner for the two of us right now.
Okay.
And I had also gotten another time on the same money. We had went back and we got some lobsters.
Mm-hmm.
Like whole ass lobsters.
Okay. You do that sometimes.
Yeah, we got three.
Treat yourself.
Three or four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but back to the fish time.
Right.
So I got the fish, made it all seasoned. Mm-hmm. We got the vegetables and the rice going. We finna turn up. So I cooked it and it was good. It was looking good. It was smelling delicious. Mm-hmm. Great. Cut the vegetables off.
Right.
It was in a Pyrex. So
we just stepped up the corner where now. Yeah. We ain't using Pyrex. Yeah. That was back in the day.
So I took the Pyrex out with the fish in it. It had like six or seven fillets in it. Because, you know, you make a meal, you eat that shit till it's next month. And then, so I took it and I sat it on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And went to go tell my roommate, hey, the fish is done, blah, 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 blah. You can go eat.
Right.
By the time I got to her door, all you heard, I was
scared me, Lord.
You're welcome. I hope
eardrum.
I hope the listeners.
I hope y'all wasn't scared. I hope y'all ain't crashed our car and y'all driving.
That's all you heard. So we come running back in. Dog, it is glass everywhere.
What the hell happened?
The Pyrex exploded.
And how?
I'm sitting there thinking like, how? And my roommate, calm as hell, she was like, yeah, because the Pyrex was hot and you set it on a cold. On like a lukewarm or cold, because it was the winter.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was broke. So it wasn't particularly warm in the apartment.
Uh-huh.
So I took a hot Pyrex.
Wow.
And set it on a cool counter.
I would never have thought that it would happen.
Dog, that joint exploded. It was like science.
Mm.
And so what's crazy is, we was like,
we still gonna eat this though.
That fish though.
You can take the shards out.
You can take the shards out. And that's exactly what we
and if
did.
I get cut,
I don't know. I was eating one piece and I'm like, I don't know. Took that out. But yeah, we were so broke, we still ate it. So that was thing one. Thing two was in Baltimore. Me and my husband were in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered a broiler.
Okay.
But this was like,
you gotta be careful with them broilers though. You know now.
I know what it's going for. So it was like another pay week, and I was like, oh, we fancy, we out here balling.
Uh-huh.
I got these steaks.
Right.
Like some decent steaks. I was like, oh, I'm gonna broil them. So I went on YouTube, figured out a broiler. And so this broiler, you know, some of them, like the broilers are built into the like the actual oven part of the mm-hmm. oven. But then there's the ones where it's like that drawer at the bottom.
Yeah.
You gotta pull it out, put the little water in there, put the thing.
That's too much. The water. Just turn the fire on so I can broil my stuff.
Right. So mine was at the bottom in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
So I put the little water in, put the little aluminum foil over the thing, put the steaks on it, put that garlic and the butter and everything. So I put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to broil steaks for very long. You just gotta get crispy. Mm-hmm. You know you still want a little pink on the inside, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then my phone rung.
Okay.
So, you know, I started talking on the phone like I ain't had
nothing to do.
Shit,
like you wasn't doing nothing.
Directly under a fire. Dog, mm-hmm. I looked up. The dog was barking, and I was like, what? I came in the kitchen. The whole kitchen was, like, white smoke. Yeah, so I cut the thing off. I had to, like, shoot a smoke to see the stove. Then when I opened up the broiler, like this cloud, looked like an atomic bomb explosion. Like
damn.
This girl was like, woof. And I was like,
was he home?
No. So then all the...
Because he would have
the witching hounds were going off. So then I was like, I got to open up the windows. But
yeah, because the fire department would have showed up at your house. Like they do.
We ain't have ADT, Playboy. But so then it was winter. Uh-huh. So then I go to open up the windows and we was poor. So, you know, them little vacuum kits you put on the window?
Yeah.
The plastic, the kit. So I was like, So it's like plastic in the windows. So even if I couldn't get to the window, so I had to rip it off. I had opened up every window in the apartment. And then I was like, oh, let me just go walk the dog so you can get some fresh air. And when I went outside, though, it just looked like...
The house was just fuming.
Yeah, it looked like smoke was just pouring out of the window.
Oh, my God. And you was in there. Good. Thank God for Tank.
But I was, like, in the back room with the door closed, which
but imagine
so
if Tank.
Dumb.
But imagine if Tank would have never barked.
Dog. Then we'd be dead.
Thank God for dogs.
So then I came in. I left all the windows open. Mm-hmm. All the windows open for, like, a while until mm-hmm. everything cleared out. All the smoke was gone, blah, blah, blah. So then I had closed the windows maybe, like, 20 minutes before my husband came home. And he was like...
The hell happened to him?
Well, it didn't smell like smoke. And he was like, why is it so cold in here? I was like, oh, that's weird. I guess we gotta see.
Did you ever tell him?
Yeah, he just heard it. But
I was about to say, because he know now.
No, I feel like I mentioned it before. But, yeah, that was crazy. And then ever since then, I was like, okay, if I'm broiling, broiling takes my full, undivided attention.
Yeah. Because, you gotta be mindful.
Yeah, man. But that was scary. But, yeah. I know people who, like, was heating up pizza.
Yeah.
But, like, in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
In the pizza box. So you put a cardboard pizza box.
Come on, dummy.
In the oven.
Dummy.
Kitchen caught on fire.
Dummy.
Yeah.
That's worse than me putting the oodles noodles in the pot with hot water. I think.
People do some great. I haven't done anything stupid. My dad did that oodles and noodles thing.
Sister, though.
Funniest thing I ever saw her do, because she wasn't too big on cooking for a real long time. But she... We had boiled some eggs, and she decided she wanted the eggs.
I've done that, too. Burnt eggs.
But, like, later.
Eggs.
Mm-hmm. No, just boiled egg.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, burnt boiled egg.
Oh, I didn't even...
The water. If you forget it.
Oh,
water,
yeah, I've
the
done
water
that.
Burn out right, and all that.
It. And the egg be brown on the side.
Brown. It's still good, though, because this is all yellow, and then the egg white.
Right.
It ain't burnt.
But she microwaved it. Like, she peeled it and microwaved it.
And it exploded in the microwave.
When she took it out, it was still whole. And I was like, oh, that's impressive. So she stuck that fork there, and it was like, poof. It was hilarious. It was egg yolk everywhere.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So anyway, moral of the story is pay attention when you cook. Don't burn your house down in a new.
But I just feel like I need to clear my name. I did mess up a couple times, but I do well in the kitchen. Okay.
I have not seen your kitchen on fire once.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And since then, I have not burst another Pyrex.
Thank you.
Or burnt anything else in a broiler. So, you know,
learn from your life.
Hashtag growth.
Learn from your life.
Hashtag growth. Anyway, what are we getting into?
So,
we're going to do something new on the Lady Cove. We're going to do a series for the month of January.
Yes.
And the series we are calling the Evolution of Relationships. And we're hoping that it's going to be pretty good. So we're going to start like from the most basic, messy of starts to a relationship to ending up talking about marriage with married people.
Yeah. Looking at the good, bad, the ugly.
Right.
The confusing.
Yeah. So we're going to start at the very beginning and go all the way through. So we're going to talk to single people. We're going to talk to people who've just been messing with each other for a long time. We're going to try to get some people who are engaged. And then we're going to get some married people through here. So,
Because the thing is, relationships are very complex.
Very complex.
You know, and sometimes some people don't know how to navigate them and don't really know what the first step is.
Right.
Or how to end situations.
Mm-hmm.
Or what to do when you end a relationship.
Right.
How to maintain it, things
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. How to get from point A to point B. So, hopefully, we can walk through that and kind of make a little bit more sense. So,
we're
going to try something new. I hope y'all can rock with us. But today, we're going to start with...
Today, we're going to talk about... relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But more specifically, situationships.
Ooh.
That don't go nowhere.
Situationships.
Or do they?
Mm.
Because the thing is, a lot of people have relationship issues, and I think that this whole situationship thing, since it's been coined, has just become very trendy in a sense. Like, we in a situationship.
Yeah.
Or like how back in the day when they'd be like, what's your relationship status on Facebook? It's complicated.
Right.
And then you say, well, actually, it's just a situationship. So like, the question now is, when you hear situationship, and it just mold this over in your head, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in a situationship?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in a situationship? What does a situationship look like for you? So, what would you say? Like, what is a situationship for you? What would you say that is?
I think it's just two people messing with each other that don't really want to commit to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Any titles, any each other, any whatever. And I think it's just like a convenient thing that you kind of drop in and out of. To me, I mean, I've never been in a situationship.
You have not? You ain't been blessed with the honor?
I've never been in a situationship.
Sorry, Constance.
I've had a couple of boyfriends, a couple of dates, a fiance and a husband, so.
A fiance and those are the same people, guys, just to clarify.
Are they? Yeah, so no, I haven't. I feel like I wouldn't be a good situationship person, though.
I know I'm not.
Yeah.
So I was having this conversation yesterday, actually, about situationships, and the comment was made that men intentionally go into situationships, and that
I agree with that.
Women don't necessarily intentionally go into situationships.
I agree with that.
But I couldn't necessarily agree. I don't think that men or women, that is gender specific, choose are going into a situationship. I think what happens is maybe two people meet, maybe they vibe, maybe they don't. At some point, maybe they fuck. Mm-hmm. And they like, all right, this is good. We can rock with this.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe for some reason, you just not hitting it on all levels. Like what I need to move forward with somebody in a long-term committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna keep you right here. Because this is comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that the initial intention, for some, not all, was, well, you know, I'm looking for a situationship. Can you offer that?
Yeah, but...
You know, it's like, so it develops into that. And it just doesn't, it gets stunted. Something pauses the process.
The progress,
right. Mm-hmm. And then that's when it becomes a situationship.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't move forward from that. Once you identify.
Yeah, so I don't know that. I agree with that. So I don't think that anybody intentionally goes, oh, let me find somebody to be in a situationship with.
Right.
But I feel like guys will more often define something as a situationship before a woman would.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like girls are quick to be like, oh, I'm in a relationship or whatever, blah, 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 blah.
Or like, what are we doing?
Right.
What's my title?
But, yeah, I mean, in order for something to become a situationship, you have to be dealing with somebody pretty much, like, for a minute.
Right.
In order for it to be a situationship and, like, not a one-night stand or right. whatever. You know what I mean? So, yeah, but I do feel like it's more of a male... specific term. Like, I don't feel like girls are out here seeking relationships. I feel like a guy will call a relationship a situationship before he will say it's a relationship.
I don't know if it's, I just don't see it as a gender thing. I mean, because I've identified something as a situationship.
Okay.
And it's at the point where it's like, I'm dealing with this person.
Okay.
He alright.
Yeah. He alright.
We good.
Okay.
But it's not enough right now for me to identify it as a relationship. So, I mean, it's my current situation. It's a situationship.
Okay, I mean, yeah, that's fine. But so, across time, when you realize that it's not going to be a relationship, you're saying you'll still maintain it as a situationship?
No, that situationship shit didn't last long. But
isn't that by definition what a situationship is?
It depends on how long you let that shit ride, which is another question. Like, how long do you think that your situationship status should stay in place? How long will you identify with being in a situationship? Or should you identify with being in a situationship? Because for me, my patience is low. My patience is low.
That's a very interesting question.
Yeah, because some people, think about it. I know people now who are dealing with people, and it's just like, I mean, that's him.
Right.
This is us.
Right.
I'm like, but what are y'all doing though? I mean, we chilling. But what does that mean? I mean, we good. What does that mean? I mean, it is what it is.
So,
like, you don't have a definitive explanation as to what you're moving towards.
I think the gray area with a situationship versus a relationship is exclusivity, right?
Exclusivity.
So,
it's like, I can't call it a relationship.
Right, which is fine as long as you're not only dealing with one particular person, right? So, mm-hmm. if you have a situationship, but you might be seeing somebody else and building a relationship, I feel like that's fine. But if you only have a situationship,
right.
but y'all refuse to call it something,
right.
that's not a situationship. That's somebody's in a relationship and somebody else isn't. That's what that is.
Right. So that brings me to the thought about dealing with other people while you're in a situationship. Because here's the thing.
Okay.
The situationship thing, I think for some people, keep you safe. It's like, all right, I don't have to only be with you if we in a situationship. So technically,
right.
I ain't cheating.
Right.
So this gives me freedom to still have you around, and it gives me freedom to still be messing with other people.
Correct.
And seeing where we end up.
Right.
Right? And so then the thing happens. What happens when that one person that's in this situationship finds relationship appropriate people?
Mm-hmm.
And they like, pew!
Your situationship ends.
Your situationship is gone.
Right.
And it happens like that.
Because you weren't together. You both have to enter this, or at some point, maybe not enter it, but at some point realize that this is just what we doing right now. This is our situation. But if a situation changes, you can't be mad.
The situationship
shifted.
Sailed.
It was a situation shift.
A situation shift.
So you go from a situation shift to a situation shift.
I like that.
Yeah, that's what happens. So now you go from being with your dude,
mm-hmm.
and then he roll out. So now what? Your situation's different. You either find another situation to get yourself involved in,
mm-hmm.
or start looking for
maybe I was with my dude, and you just wasn't delivering in the ways in which I needed you to deliver.
Okay, how?
You wasn't giving me what I needed in regards to affection and communication and things like that. You wasn't giving me that exclusivity.
Mm.
We wasn't going out normal. Maybe we was going out for a minute, and then maybe we started having sex, and then all you want to do is sit
in the house. Right,
yeah. But you still don't know what's going on with this relationship. So guess what? When I find somebody that do,
you out.
You gone.
Yeah.
And it's, I would imagine, it's like, and that's not even like ghosting. Right?
No.
Because I'm not even going to ghost you. I'm just going to let you know, this is, we're done.
It's been real.
Thanks for your time.
Right.
The dick was good.
You called Uber?
We had fun.
Yeah.
And
maybe next spring.
Bye.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you find somebody else, I would imagine it sucks being on that opposite end. And I've had that.
Yeah.
Somebody hit me up months later, like, hey, listen, I fucked up. Mm. I should have gave you what you was asking for. I can do that now. Mm. I got it. I understand. Mm. And I'm on the other end like, oh.
That's cute.
I'm happy for you. So go ahead and take that that new revelation you got and put that with somebody else. Because I'm dealing with somebody.
Yeah.
And it's not a situation shift.
No.
You know why? Because I had a situation shift.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in a relationship.
Won't he do it?
Okay.
Iyanla who? We out here dropping gems.
Woo. Shoot.
Yeah.
So what happens like when that situationship though is good? Like some people think we all right. Like we can be comfortable. Like we don't have to have labels and titles. And I mean, I'm good. Do you think that that's healthy?
I mean, it is for Oprah and Stedman. They've been together.
I don't know if they have a situation. I think they have an understanding. I think it's different. I think that's just
But isn't
different.
Any situationship an understanding?
No.
It's not?
I don't think so. Because clearly me and old boy didn't have an understanding. He wasn't understanding what
that
I was telling him. Exactly. That you finna just be here for a little bit until you can get your shit together.
So I don't think that... definitions and terms and titles and all that has to be present if both people don't agree that it's present, right? Mm-hmm. But I heard this guy say a lot of women are running around saying, you know, guys are dogs, all guys are dogs, all they
niggas
do is cheat,
shit,
all
is
they do
right.
is cheat,
mm-hmm.
Right? But he was saying a lot of women say that because they think that they're in relationships when they're not. So I'm not cheating on you if we're not together.
True.
You see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's like. Everybody has to be on the same page mm-hmm. if we gonna be in this situation.
Right.
But you can't be thinking we dating,
right.
we girlfriend or boyfriend, and I'm telling all my boys that,
right.
oh yeah, that's just that chick that I be dealing with sometimes.
Right.
But you like, oh yeah, me and Rico go together. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, it's not, that ain't gonna work. So.
It's not. I was telling one of my friends in regards to like guys, like my whole process. As far as dating guys
mm-hmm.
and like you know you in there when you start getting introduced to the team, you start getting introduced to family. So like once you get introduced to family,
you
like
in
parents,
there.
You in there.
You in.
Once you get introduced to cousins.
You know you really made it?
What?
When they break out Big Mama.
Big Mama, Grandma?
Grandma?
Grandma gone.
Oh.
So you just gotta get the
That's
parents.
Right. I mean, well, parents.
And the oldest auntie.
But when you get whoever is like that matriarch.
Right.
You in there. Night.
And if you get the cousins, it's like, you cool.
Mm-hmm.
You cool. You get the friends, it's like, all right, he's around.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But once you get once you get a name,
mm-hmm.
meaning once I start using your name.
Ooh.
Then I know, all right, this is somebody.
Once you
I
become
can start
Andre.
To, okay.
Instead of this dude, mm-hmm.
or like grocery store,
right,
or like gym.
Once I change your name,
not JIMGYM.
When I change your name in my phone,
right. When you don't have a nickname no more,
right.
We in there.
When I use your picture instead of an emoji,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
you might be in there.
All day. When I start responding to your morning beautiful text messages,
ooh.
You might be in there. Because in a minute, you know, sometimes I might not.
Right.
Depending.
Yeah.
But so then you gotta know how situations are transforming and
right.
whatnot and taking a toll. But when something gets stuck, that's it.
I just
feel like it's done.
I think a lot of people have to be more sensitive to that, right? Because a lot of people, for fear of being by themselves,
mm-hmm.
want to push past that wall.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
right.
all these flags that are saying, you know, this ain't gonna work.
Right.
She's like, oh well. I mean. Maybe if he just do this, then it'll be a little bit better.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. You gotta call a spade a spade, you know?
Right.
So.
Right. And so, thinking about the situationships, and we talked about this within the last few episodes. As far as like dating and kind of getting ready for marriage and things like that, and how I think you identified it as like practice, right?
Right.
And so a comment was made again last night. I had this conversation with a few people last night.
Okay.
A comment was made last night that, oh, well, situationships is like practice. And I'm like, nah, bruh. Nah. No, a situationship is going to, in my opinion, it stunts you from being able to effectively practice being in a healthy relationship and being in a marriage and things of that nature. Do you agree?
Yeah. I feel like situationships are space savers. Practice is your relationship.
Yes. A situationship.
Your dating is right. Your practice for whatever you're working toward. But because a situationship is a hobby in the meantime.
Right. Yeah. Just something to hold you over.
Yeah.
And then that situationship.
Like me and Mary Jane.
Yeah, she had a series of situationships.
She had a...
But then a situationship is what's going to stifle you.
Right.
That's what's going to... That's where a lot of the unhealthy experiences are going to take place.
Right.
That's where maybe some emotional turmoil and possibly some trauma associated within relationships might pop up. And then that's where it keeps you from being able to move into healthy and effective relationships because you're just so used to getting to this point.
Right.
And not being able to move forward.
Right.
Because you're dealing with other people who maintain that same type of kind of negative thinking in regards to commitment and just being their best selves with someone else.
Right.
Take two.
Some people only want situationships. Some people don't ever want to be in a relationship.
And that's fine. If that's like if that's your thing, my thing is let me know. Like I have respect for people that when you start talking. And they like, listen, I'm just going to be real with you. I don't want nothing other than sex.
Right, and more people need
and
to
And then I can respond and be like, okay, well, I can't give you that.
Right.
Pew.
Right.
I'm quick to pew, pew.
Right.
Okay.
But somebody else might be like, yeah.
But somebody else might be like, you know what? That's all I'm looking for right now.
I just got out of a relationship.
Just give me the D. Don't be hogging me.
Right.
Don't be asking me to stay over and shit. Right. Rub your back and all that. I ain't doing all that.
Don't send me no text message.
Nah. I'm just going to hit you up when I need it and keep it moving. Right. And that's fine if that's what they want to do.
Right.
But if it's not, you got to communicate that shit.
Communicate it. Right. Because... You gotta transition it. If it into leave it as what it is, or if you're trying to make it something else and everybody wants it to be, then that's fine.
Right.
But you gotta make that's the thing with the whole thing about situationships and relationships is that you have to establish each as one or the other.
Right.
So there can't be a gray area. Everybody has to be on the same page, like I said earlier, or it does not work.
Mm-hmm. That's how you fuck around and end up dealing with somebody for 4 years and you ain't got no kind of nothing.
You ain't got a ring.
You can't even answer the question.
You don't even know
his middle
name.
When you see us in a year.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, I thought where I see us at in the years where we would have been at 3 years ago, but clearly,
right. So
you
now
don't see that.
Right. So y'all, now you mad. Right.
And irritated. And he's just trying to figure out what's going on, but y'all not communicating.
Exactly.
Y'all not communicating.
He's,
so then
he's perfectly fine. Thinking,
he chilling.
I thought everything was cool. I thought this is what we was doing.
Right.
Right.
Not communicating, man.
No. Yeah.
So I'm curious about how people ended. Somebody told me once that I was really abrasive. In regards to the way I end situations,
I feel like that is a rare trait in a female, but it's good.
So, I mean, to the point where I've had people ask me, one of my friends literally was like, I'm over this dude. Do a template text. Do a template text message of what you would say. And then I'm just going to send
you. You know, that's the whole business.
I know.
Yeah.
Somebody should pay me for that shit.
Yeah.
Because my words be very clear.
Yes.
Very precise.
Mm-hmm.
And assertive.
Mm-hmm.
And it leaves no room for questioning.
For questioning.
Right?
That is a
skill.
So
I'm like, hold up. For real, you want me to do a templated text message?
Yeah.
She was like, listen, I just don't have the energy.
A lot of women don't like confrontation.
They don't. And she's like, I just don't. We don't.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the energy to do it. I mean, like, I know you be real, like, straight up with your shit. just type it. You don't have no connections to this man. You don't even know him.
Right.
So you don't care.
Right.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to do this for you, but for your sake, I really think you should go back and edit this just to make sure it sounds like you.
She just did it straight out.
She edited it a little bit.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But then she sent it, and old boy was like, oh, so what you trying to say? What you trying to say is, after all this time, you don't want to finish where we started and all that. And she's like, yeah. You really not listening.
Let me say this again. Send it again.
Came back at me like, all right, now what I'm going to say.
Send the same message again.
Like I said.
Keep sending it until you stop texting.
Yeah.
I would have kept sending the same message.
Copy paste.
Right.
Copy paste.
Until you get it.
And he would have been like, all right.
Yeah, then he would have stopped.
But some of these dudes be butt hurt. When they get that assertive response. Like I've had the last guy I was like straight up with like that. I told him, I was like, listen, you're nice. We've had fun.
Mm-hmm.
couple dates here and there, mm-hmm. you know, but I'm just not feeling the connection. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Mm-hmm. And I'm also not in the in the process of trying to waste any time.
Yep. Ooh.
I'm getting a little older. Gotta be really intentional mm-hmm. and mindful mm-hmm. about my interactions with people.
Ooh, I like it.
Because I'm an adult mm-hmm. and that's what adults do.
Yeah.
Healthy adults. Mm-hmm. I said, so thank you for your time. This was fun.
Gift bags in the bag.
But I can only be your friend mm-hmm. if that's what you're interested in. And if not, that's fine as well. Have a good life. Mm. He was pissed.
I bet.
He going, you know what he did?
What?
I mean, you saying this. I mean, it was the last time we tried to go out. You the one that canceled and shit. I mean, I'm trying to figure out, like, what the problem is. And I was just like, again.
It's not just the one time.
Copy paste.
Copy paste. Hashtag copy paste.
So, I'm curious, to those that's out there listening to this, mm-hmm. to this episode, are you in the situationship?
Mm. Are you aware of it?
Are you aware of it?
Yeah.
Does your man or your woman or whoever you're dealing with think you in a situationship?
I feel like also, just to go back to what you were just talking about, if somebody, how do you think you would react if somebody dropped that news off on you?
But like, it's not something like, hey, by the way, if you said like, hey, what are we doing? You don't expect to hear, well, we're in a situationship, babe.
No, but I'm saying, like, even past, like we're in a situationship. But, like, if you were the person who received one of your text messages mm-hmm. and you behaved, like, the way that we just mm-hmm. described.
Right.
I feel like there's work to be done on your end. Like,
absolutely.
Why are you so hurt behind that?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like at some point, there has to be some flag on both sides to understand that maybe this is kind of whack. You know what I mean?
Right.
But even if it's not, I just feel like that just generally shouldn't be the response to one person saying, maybe I'm not interested in you. Because then what it sounds like is that you're fighting me to be in something mediocre.
Right.
So why are you pushing that?
Right.
Talking about some,
why
oh, well, the last time you didn't even want to go out. That's not the point.
That's not the point.
The point is
copy and paste.
Copy and paste. We're not good together.
Right.
I feel like that's a maturity issue. Mm-hmm. I feel like mm-hmm. a lot of people might not be.
They're not ready.
Yeah, they're not ready for it.
And it's
funny because guys like to make it seem like women
are the ones that's
are
not
the
ready.
Ones who be. Oh my God, I don't believe you broke up with me. And all butt hurt like that.
When in actuality, really it's
guys,
be the opposite.
Guys
sometimes.
Wear their heart on their sleeve when
yeah.
they try to holler at you.
Right.
They ask for your phone number, you be like, nah, I'm good. Fuck you then. I'm like, really?
No, I
like,
had.
He deserves
listen,
all of that because
I had
not
this dude
my
tell
number?
Me. He asked me for my number, and I was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
He was like, man, fuck you, you bald head bitch. I was
right.
like, I just bust out laughing. Like,
why I gotta be your ass?
I was like,
why
listen, my hair is short, but I mean, I got a good 4 inches, okay?
Why do I gotta
why
be,
I gotta be
head,
bald
though?
Head?
That's what
but,
I'm saying.
But guess what? You was trying to holler at my bald headed ass
right.
before I
but
my
women
number,
are
so.
Emotional. Pew. But women are emotional.
Right.
Women are emotional.
Get over yourself.
Yeah. Come on.
So here's the thing. When we're talking about like getting over it, dealing with these situationships and realizing where you are with it, knowing maybe this ain't working for me. Or maybe we're not working for each other. Maybe we should be better as friends, things like that.
Yeah, see, that's weird.
You wanna think about the level of intimacy that's already present within
right.
that situationship too. Because a lot right. of times people will get out of that situationship. And I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I've done it. You get out of a situationship or whatever it is, and then you be like, damn, I'm back to being single.
Right.
And you be like, but I was getting some consistent D.
Mm-hmm.
And I was good.
And that's the good thing.
So then
thing
it's like, what you doing? What you doing this weekend?
The WID text.
Right. What
yeah.
you doing?
Mm.
And that puts you back
pulling
into
me back,
a.
Me back.
Right.
Right.
That puts you back into a negative place.
Right.
Right? So my thing is, I
you
guess
just gotta
my,
find a better situation.
Yeah. You gotta, no. You gotta find a relationship.
If that's what you need.
And if you don't, then go back into your little situationship.
No, a different situationship.
A different situationship.
There could be levels to situationships.
It could be.
It could be like, you know, a starter situationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, okay, well, I don't want this.
Mm-hmm.
Then you move. You get a mid-grade situationship.
Okay. As long as it ain't long-term forever situation.
No, but then you end that one and maybe in the spring you mm-hmm. get a top shelf situation.
A top shelf
situation. And then after that, you might be ready for a relationship.
For a relationship. So then in essence, that is proving the point that what the other person said last night, that situationships are practice. That's what you said, that's basically.
They a build up.
Basically.
They a build up.
To build up to the practice.
Build up to the practice.
It's a, to the practice.
You got don't you. Just pick up an instrument and play a concert, right?
Right.
You got to do your scales.
You right.
You got to do your finger positions.
You do.
You got to practice.
You got to practice.
You got to do recitals.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're ready, you go to concert. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
But the concert is marriage.
No, right? The concert is dating.
It's dating.
Hmm. Marriage is the album. Whoa.
I want it to.
Whoa. Whoa. Pick it up, y'all. Pick it up. I just dropped it.
Marriage Pick is it the up. Album.
Pick it up.
Ooh. So listen, y'all. On a serious tip, I guess my perspective as we wrap up this whole topic at hand in regards to our part one of the evolution of love and the evolution of relationships, my perspective is this. Regardless of where you are within your situationship.
Yep.
Okay? I think that the best route is to go in, maintain what you do, what you got to do within that moment. And if you want to get out, stay out.
Yeah.
Don't be trying to go back and forth.
No double
dipping your hand back into the cookie jar because that's where you mess up at.
Right.
You got to binge from that. I'm sorry. Purge.
Purge.
I'm sorry. I was dealing with a bulimic person at work the other day.
That's your words, man.
Binge and purge. Okay. Let me take this therapy head off.
Yeah.
You have to purge yourself of that person.
Right.
If it's not good for you in your spirit, in your mind, in your heart, physically, you just gotta let that shit go.
And you can be aware that leaving a situationship, you might not be ready for a relationship, and that's fine. Like you said, still don't go back to the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe move on and find somebody else.
Mm-hmm. But learn from the fact that you've historically been in situationships that have not gone anywhere. So at some point, you gotta do what? Make a situation shift.
That's right.
So that you can get your ass into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the concert and make that album, just like Chris just said.
Right.
I like that metaphor.
Hey, you know,
y'all can use that. That was
I'm
free.
Out here.
That was free, y'all. Take that with you.
Got two therapists on the mic.
That
with
you. Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, I agree with that. I guess my big takeaway is everybody needs to be clear with what they're doing. Everybody needs to set expectations. Like Dee said, if you're ready to be out of something, don't prolong it. I know women are good for like, oh, well, and being very apologetic for things.
Mm-hmm.
Cut your ties, leave it high.
Cut your ties, leave it high.
Because the longer you soften the blow, the longer you drag something out, the longer you cushion somebody's crash.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves too much gray area, too much fog where they feel like, oh, well. And then that's like 2 months later, you get that, hey, I was thinking about you text. You don't want that. So you want to leave things clear cut. Like you said, hey, bruh, it's been good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, blah, 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 blah. It's been real. I wish you the best on your journey.
I genuinely do.
But it's just not going to happen right here.
Right.
So, you know, may the peace of the Lord be with you.
Mm-hmm. Peace and blessings.
Cookies and blessings in the back. So, you know, just be very clear. Don't be apologetic. Don't go backwards.
Right. But the thing that to pay attention to also is that sometimes the person that you are relaying this information to, it may not be received like that for them.
Right.
So you might very well get the message that what you're doing the 3 months later. Well, you've been on my mind.
Copy paste.
Let me remind you.
Copy.
Or just don't respond.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Just don't respond. It takes willpower. But just don't respond.
Yeah.
It's like that's like inviting negativity back into your life.
Yeah.
Right? So we in 2019, y'all. This is the year.
Ain't no time for foolishness.
Of getting out of these situationships.
That's right.
And working
if
with the situation shift.
If that's what you're working towards.
Right. And if not, live your best life.
And so
just make sure you wrap it up. So
we're gonna be moving into talking about relationships. Specifically like transitioning into relationship.
Right. Things that take place within the relationship that are important.
Right.
Maybe things that are not so important.
Right.
Things that people get wrapped up on and stuff like that. So just rock out with us, you know, for the next... Rock out with us every week, y'all. Shoot. That's for the series.
Right.
Shoot.
So hopefully this is something that you guys will be into. If you have questions, comments, feedback, hit us up.
Hit us up.
TheLadyGov@gmail.com.
Yeah.
If you feel like you got something to say.
Let it off your chest.
That's right.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest.
We finna move into this vibe out segment.
Yep. So we have,
who you got on the vibe out
today? We have Juice WRLD. The song is Lucid Dreams. So we're gonna go ahead and let y'all hear this, and we'll be right back with a movie minute.
See your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point why I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point why I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. You left me falling and landing inside my grave. I know that you want me dead. I take prescriptions to make me feel a-okay. I know it's all in my head. I have these lucid dreams where I can't move a thing, thinking of you in my bed. You were my everything, thoughts of a
I don't want you dead.
See what I said?
See, I don't want you to die.
Men be trying to make it seem like we emotional, and he talking about taking Percocets,
falling into his grave,
and he'd be better off dead. Because she found somebody else. Because she ended that situation.
But he said he was the better one, though. I don't know. Really?
But to who?
Right. I mean, to me, you sound a little neurotic. I mean, like emotionally over emotional. Okay.
But
can't deal with no over emotional.
Of course, you gonna think you the better one. But right. Are you the better one for
me? That's what you got to ask yourself.
Dropping them gems. Anyway, so of course we gotta talk about the movie that everybody talking about.
Everybody's talking about this movie. Everybody's trending all over the world. I'm
all
sure
over the world,
because Netflix is everywhere. This joint should have went to the box office, as far as I was concerned.
Man, that joint was great.
Listen, y'all should already know what I'm about to say. It begins with a B. Bird Box. That thing was crazy.
That movie was great.
First of all, I like Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
So I'm a Sandra Bullock supporter.
Yeah, me too.
I watch a movie that Sandra Bullock is in through the end, even if it's stupid.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a chance to the credits.
To prove yourself.
To come back, Sandra. Yeah. But Sandra don't ever disappoint me.
She's done a couple of different genres. She's done drama.
She's not typecasted at all.
Action.
Yes.
Yeah, so this was really good.
Listen, I knew shit was about to get real when she said, this will be the hardest thing you ever do.
Yo.
It's gonna feel like we're out there for a very long time. Forever.
When she was talking to them kids, I was
you
like,
you thought she was talking to adults?
No, I didn't. But I was just sitting there thinking, like, could I have, like, taken my kid? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, just how terrifying that is. Like,
terrifying.
It's terrifying doing it with another adult.
It's terrifying doing it. Yeah, period.
You got kids. Kids don't like to be quiet. Like, yo, them kids, they were so trained.
Trained.
Oh, my God.
From birth.
And I thought, like, the whole premise of the film was, like, super original. Like, you just look at something and it just, like, something in your brain happens to make you want to kill yourself. Like, that is crazy. And then they never really explain what it was, where it came from, what those things were. It was just...
How would you relate that to the real world, to today, like, metaphorically speaking?
Like Childish Gambino said, don't catch me slipping, though. Don't catch me slipping, though.
Don't catch me slipping, though.
Yeah. I just feel like you just got to keep your eyes wide open.
Right.
You know, you got to be aware of everything that's happening, even when you can't really be aware of what's happening.
So I look at it like this. Okay. Sometimes, follow me.
Okay.
Sometimes certain things just need to not be given any attention. Some stuff we need not even pay attention to or look at. If I know looking at you or paying attention to you or that situation is going to mess me up. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're going to kill me and cause me to be stabbing myself in the neck with some scissors and shit like in a movie.
That was crazy.
That was real crazy. Mm-hmm. Or commit suicide, how they doing. Mm-hmm. But maybe it can be somewhat of an emotional suicide. Right? Yeah. If I'm paying attention to things that I don't need to be paying attention to, or looking at something that I know damn well, if I look in that direction, I know what's going
to
happen.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So why look? So let's continue to blindfold ourselves.
That's right.
And shield ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Shield your heart from the things that make us fall apart.
When you do it.
Okay.
Side note,
that's what I get from the movie.
The dude in there.
Mm-hmm. Who? Real?
I know you did not ask me about some damn Lil Rel.
I mean, he was the first person to die. Well, the first out of the main group.
The main black guy, if you will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, him. From Moonlight. I forget his name.
Yes. Cutie.
Mm-hmm. He all right. He look like a gorilla to me. He has, like, some really dark, like, deep features. Not gorilla like how people be saying, but black people like monkeys. But he just had some really heavy features.
He was cute to me.
He all right.
He all right.
I'll look at him. I wouldn't
take my blindfold off.
I would take my blindfold off to look at that dude. But he all right, though. But I wouldn't look at him if I knew he was going to hurt me.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, I went, you'll be proud of me, I went to the movie theater.
Okay.
I saw a movie.
I saw a movie. She said that like she ain't never seen a movie in her life.
Like, I feel like I haven't.
Like a monkey that just seen Five for the first time.
You got a lot of monkey references today. Anyway.
I know.
So, I went and saw The Mule.
Okay.
I saw with my sister.
Don't think I've heard of it.
Okay. It's got Clint Eastwood in it.
No.
Wait a minute. It's got Clint Eastwood.
I don't do Clint Eastwood.
Bradley Cooper.
I like him.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Mm.
The Latino guy, whose name I can't remember.
The Latino guy.
But he was like in IndieWatch. He's a Latino guy. Like, you would know him if you saw him.
Okay.
He's a good actor.
Okay.
And I think those were, like, the big names that you saw. Oh, and Andy Garcia was in it.
Okay.
So, it was good.
Was it about drugs? I feel like Mule is, like,
drug-related. Yes, it was about drugs. And my sister kind of hit me with the same thing. I was like, oh, you want to go see The Mule? And she was like, who's in it? I was like, Clint Eastwood. She was like, She was like, I don't think I have time for Clint Eastwood's whisper voice.
Right.
When it might be good. So, It was really good. It was really good. You should go see
That's
it.
That's what's up. Yeah. All right, y'all. Patronize the movie theaters and go see The Mule.
Yeah. It was worth seeing. I mean, out of all the things that are in the theater right now.
Let me not say patronize the movie. Who cares? They get patronized enough. They don't necessarily need my money. You want to pirate that shit, go pirate. Look at it online. Do whatever you gotta do, but support the movie. We at the Lady Cove do. I did it last night, okay?
Wait a minute. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so
it's like we don't do that. We don't download stuff.
It was good. And then the other one I want to see is Welcome to Marvinville.
I haven't heard of that.
You haven't seen a preview for that? That one is about the guy. It's based on a real life story. The guy who's like was a little different. He got beat up really bad, and then so he built like this whole world with like action figures and dolls.
That sounds interesting.
And it was like his way of healing and
his way of coping.
Through working with all those dolls, he like built his courage back up to be able in the real world to go testify at the trial for the people who beat him up. It's a true story.
What's it called?
Welcome to Merwinville. It's got Steve Carell in it.
Oh, I love
it. I don't know if you saw the preview. You should check it out.
I like Steve.
That's
Carell.
The next one that I'm gonna go see. So
I wanna see Ben is Back with Julia Roberts.
Yeah, me too.
We should go do that.
That looks good. Yeah.
I wanna do it.
Lady Cole field trip.
Yeah, we're gonna do the show right from the movie theater. Like,
right.
Hey y'all.
I know we not supposed to be.
Welcome to the Lady Cole.
Shh.
Ready to talk some shit and speak some truth.
Very quiet. All right, y'all. Happy 2019.
All right, y'all.
We'll holler at y'all next week with the continuation of...
The evolution...
Of relationships.
Of relationships.
Holler.
Bye. I look at it like this. Sometimes, we just don't need to look at stuff. Unwind that shit. You fucked up my good point.
I tried to hold it, dog. That little.
I told you we can't drink that shit while we recording.
I was good the whole time, but that little ginger hit snapped in the back of my throat.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Lady Code.
Be sure to like, review, and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Also, make sure to follow us on all things social media at theladycove_podcast.
And don't forget to send your questions and comments to theladycove@gmail.com.
Peace.
I didn't know it was recording either. She's sneaky because I didn't know it was recording until I just saw it.
I just thought the conversation was interesting. We're not going to use all of it, but it'll be comfortable.